Senator Leach.
Well, I see what Val means about experience being bad. I mean, I know when I go into an operating room, I don't want a career anesthesiologist. I want someone who dabbles in it from time to time. Look, I've always thought, and Val says this a lot, and I love her dearly, but I think it's odd. I mean, first of all, there really are no career politicians in this race. I mean, I have my differences with Marjorie. She's only been in office 2 years of her life. Brendan's been in office 5. I've been in office 11. Before I was in office, I had several careers. I was a lawyer. I was a college professor. I was a small business owner. I taught tennis. I did stand-up comedy. Some more successful than others. And so it's not like I'm going there. Usually you hear the career politician charge when you're running against someone who's been in office 55 years or something like that. So it's sort of odd. I will tell you, doctors are wonderful people. I love my doctor. There's, I think, 21 doctors in Congress now. They're grossly overrated, overrepresented as a percentage of their population. And some of the worst members of Congress are doctors. Val would not be this. But you look at Tom Coburn, you look at the guy from Georgia who said evolution's from the pit of hell, you look at Rand Paul and Ron Paul. All I'm saying, it's not a guarantee of any profession that you're going to be a great congressperson. What we should look to, I think experience is good. And I want to say one other thing. You know, I don't know why you'd want to join a profession that you respected so little. I mean, I think public service is a noble calling. I admire the people who dedicate their lives, and putting me aside, a lot of people are in politics who can make a lot of money doing other things and have an easy life, and there's not, you know, but they've decided to do it because they care about their community, they care about their country. And I don't think we should disparage those people and say they're all bums and they can't get anything done. That's not why we're getting things done, why we're not getting things done. We're not getting things done because we disagree and we have divided government. And there's no gimmick, whether it's getting rid of millionaires or getting rid of career politicians, that's going to solve that. What's going to solve that is winning elections, getting a majority, and moving things forward.